Coming up on episode number 465, it's a holiday weekend and an all-request edition of Coverville here for your Sunday night. Covers of Cat Stevens, The Who, and Slade. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for another who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Sunday night. It's May 25th. 2008. My name is Brian Abbott. Welcome to another edition of the All Request Show. This is where I play the songs that you've asked me to play, stuff that you've emailed me or called or posted on the weblog or sent by carrier pigeon or smoke signals or telepathy. That's a new one. I'm trying to think of new ones every time. These are all songs that you've told me you wanted to hear, and I've arranged them into a pleasing order, and I'm now presenting them to you. Tonight you're going to hear covers, like I said, of Cat Stevens, Elvis Costello. We got a cover of one of his songs coming up, but we're going to kick things off with a request going out to Brian. Hey, Brian. Brian in Westminster, Colorado. Actually, just up the road, a little bit north of here. Brian in Westminster wanted to hear a cover of General Public's Tenderness, this time performed by Galactic, which is a New Orleans jazz funk ensemble that formed in 1994. Here's Galactic with Tenderness.
None on that finger. We danced and danced, but I was scared. Brian. This is Jeremiah in beautiful Santa Clarita, California. I've made a few requests via email before, and they haven't been played. I've been listening to the show for about a year now, and I've realized that the way to get your request played is to call the show in a somewhat inebriated state and make a request. So, poured myself a gin and tonic, drank about half of it, dialed the number, and my request is a cover of Quiet Riot's Come On, Feel the Noise. And it was done by Brand Van 3000, a Canadian electro-pop fusion band. Don't really know how to describe them, but it's a pretty good cover, and I'd like to hear it on your show. Love the show. Keep up the good work. And if you don't play it, I will have to call back in an even more inebriated state. It might just be a vicious cycle. So please play my request. All right. Love the show. Thank you. Bye.
Now that is a weird version of Come On, Feel the Noise. That is Brand Van 3000 going out to Jeremiah in California, who drunk dialed me with a request. I love that. Yeah, that comes from their album Glee, which came out in 1998. It's kind of got a fun little 80s girl group pop vibe to it. Brand Van 3000 with Come On, Feel the Noise, originally by Slade, but of course made popular in the 80s by Quiet Riot. Before that, you heard Tenderness by Galactic, a jazz-funk, New Orleans jazz-funk ensemble out of New Orleans, I just said New Orleans twice, doing a cover of General Public's Tenderness for their album Ruckus, which came out in 2003. Well, I'm going to break a little tradition, and usually I have Musically Challenged at the end of the show. Today, because I've got so many Musically Challenged episodes to catch up on, we're going to do two of them, and I've brought in a special guest for this one. Tina's here. You'll hear her in a second. But I'm also introducing Kathy, who is a friend of ours for a long time and a fan of Coverville, and I've wanted to get her on the show for quite a while to participate. So how you doing, Kathy?
I'm great. How are you, Bri?
I'm good. Good. Welcome to... What do you think of the studio?
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
Great to be here.
And there's Tina. You can hear her laughing in the background. It's going to be all three of us doing this Musically Challenged, right?
Yep. We're going to have great brain power.
Excellent.
All right. I hope to contribute.
You will. Absolutely. All right. Kathy and Tina, meet Steve, who's contributed Musically Challenged. Let's go ahead and jump right into it.
Hello, Brian. Hello, Tina. And welcome to Musically Challenged. My name is Steve, and although I don't have any podcasts to promote, I did think up an idea for Musically Challenged that I think is kind of fun. So here it is. You're going to hear clips from five different songs, and the challenge is, of course, to guess the title and artist for each of the five songs. You get an extra point if you can guess what all five songs have in common, and another extra point if you can identify the second thing all the songs have in common. That's right, there are two themes running through these songs, so don't step away to the bathroom during this, or you might miss an important clue. Here we go with song number one.
I think I did a good job, and I got well paid. Blew it all at the Penny Arcade.
Okay. Anything on that one? I see.
No, drawing a blank.
Two shaking heads there, and I feel like I should know that one because it seems like something they play on KBCO a lot, which is the local world music station or world. I mean, it's a blues song, but they talk about how they play everything from around the world. I don't even have a guess on that. I couldn't even guess without embarrassing myself. So, all right,
okay.
Let's go to number two.
And here's song number two.
His mama must have loved him, that truck driving boy, with the grease monkey look and a rock and roll voice.
All right.
That sounds like Elton John.
That's exactly who it is. Yep.
I concur, but I cannot think of the song.
I can't either. Yeah, it's not Holy Moses or Holy Moses. No. Okay. Yeah, we'll take the Elton John on that one, though. All right. Number three.
Song number three.
Fat man's gone, the thin one stayed. Still flashy in that gold lame. Lick his back and press him down. Mail him to another town.
Anything?
No clue.
Yeah, I got nothing either. You know, they can't see you shaking your head, Kathy.
Although Gold Lame, if I had to start guessing the theme, I'm going to go with Elvis.
Oh, very good.
Oh.
All right. Good. Okay. Oh, the Elvis stamp maybe is the... Uh-huh.
Song number four. Here's...
Holy cow.
Is that John Lennon?
It sounded like John Lennon.
I know, I was thinking it sounded like the Beatles, but I couldn't...
Yeah, but it...
But he doesn't believe in the Beatles, so...
Or Zimmerman, which is a reference to Bob Dylan.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But it sounded more modern than anything John Lennon had done. Jeez, all right.
No, it sounded like the 70s. Actually, everything has sounded like the 70s to mm-hmm. me.
Really? Okay. All right, well, let's go to number five.
Song number five.
She saw him singing once when she was 17. Never since that day she's been living in between. I was never king of nothing but this wild weekend. Anyway, he wouldn't care. Hell, he gave him to his friends.
No clue. I'm drawing a blank.
Yeah, it sounds like John Hyatt, which would then make the theme maybe John. Like one of the themes possibly John's.
Good
Elton
one.
John, John Lennon, John Hyatt, maybe John Prine for the first one, that blues one that I couldn't pull
out. I don't
out.
Even know who that is.
John Prine?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, okay.
And maybe the second theme is the Elvis thing. All right. Let's let's see what we got.
Okay. Now for the answers. Song number one was Riding with the King by John Hyatt off of his 1983 album of the same name. This was famously covered by B.B. King and Eric Clapton a few years ago, but I actually prefer the original. Don't you know we're riding with the king? Song number two was Porch Swing in Tupelo by Elton John from his 2004 album Peachtree Road. Song number three is That's Why by another one of my favorite Why Don't More People Know About This Guy artists, John Gorka. And that's from his 1994 album Out of the Valley.
That's why they say he never died.
Song number four should have been easy to at least guess the artist. It's the song God by John Lennon, off of his astoundingly raw 1970 album Plastic Ono Band. Finally, song number five was another John Hyatt song. That's right, two clues from the same artist. This one was Tennessee Plates from his 1988 album Slow Turning.
It's funny that I could pull one John Hyatt out and not the other one.
Yeah.
I woke up in a hotel, didn't know what to do. I turned the TV on, wrote a letter to you.
So how did you do? I'm guessing Brian got at least one of the John Hyatt songs, but I bet neither of you knew that the John Gorka song was in fact a John Gorka song.
Mm-hmm.
And did you guess the common element? Well, all of the songs are either directly about or make reference to the king himself, Elvis Presley.
Good job.
But my favorite element is the second one, which is that they are all by artists named John, which, as we all know, is where the king sadly passed away.
Don't you know we're riding with the king?
Nicely
okay,
done.
That's it for my Musically Challenged. I hope you enjoyed listening and playing along. I certainly had a lot of fun making it. Keep up the great work, Brian. We love Coverville, and don't ever stop. See you later. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Steve. Well, good job. I mean, think we did an all right job. We got the themes. Maybe we didn't get all the tracks, but good job. Thanks for the help.
You bet.
No problem.
You guys want to come back at the end of the show for the next Musically Challenged? I think from the clue that I heard about it, it's going to be a lot easier.
I'd love to.
All right.
All right. How long do we have?
You've got, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes.
Okay. We'll see you.
All right.
Bye.
Getting back to the show here, we've got a request from Jeff in Daisy Hill, Australia. Saw the movie Dan in real life and wanted to hear the cover of Elvis Costello that came from that album. Now, the common cover, the well-known cover on that is the Let My Love Open the Door cover of Pete Townsend. But this one I was surprised to learn after going back to the album was, oh yeah, that is an Elvis Costello cover. So thank you, Jeff, for reminding me about that. Human Hands by Sondra Lerche here from the Dan in Real Life soundtrack going out to Jeff.
I've been talking to the wall and it's been answering me. Oh, darling, how I miss you. I'm just a mere shadow of my former selfishness. I crave the silhouette of your kiss with only the blue light of the TV on.
lip-reading threats and false alarms. There's a boy somewhere holding hands with himself and a girl and a window on the Reaper bar. Whenever I put my foot in my mouth and you begin to doubt that it's you that I'm dreaming about, do I have to draw your diagram? All I ever want is just to fall into your human hands. The kings and queens of the dance hall craze, checkmate in three moves in your heyday. But the girls don't listen to your lies anymore. Now you're part of someone else. On the factory floor they still say, where's the action? Now you manufacture happiness and get sold on the cheap for someone's satisfaction. Whenever I put my foot in my mouth and you begin to doubt that it's you that I'm dreaming about, do I have to draw your diagram? All I ever want is just to fall into your human hands. All your toy soldiers and scaremongers, are you living in this world? Sometimes I wander in between, saying you've seen too much and saying you've seen it all before. Tighter and tighter I hold you tightly, you know I love you more than slightly. Although I've never said it like this before. Whenever I put my foot in my mouth and you begin to doubt that it's you that I'm dreaming about, do I have to draw your diagram? All I ever want is just to fall into your human hands. All I ever want is just to fall into your human hands.
Hey, Brian. Bob from L.A. on a very unusual commute to work for a Wednesday morning where I am not listening to Coverville, but a very, very cool box set that I just picked up called What It Is, Funky Soul and Rare Grooves. And on the fourth disc of this box set, I just heard an incredible cover of Cat Stevens' Moonshadow by LaBelle. And I wonder if you'd play it sometime. The whole disc is chock full of lots of great music, including some really cool covers. So, thanks a lot. Love the show. Can't wait to hear the next one.
Moonshadow, ooh, moonshadow.
going out to Bob in L.A. Man, that is one funky version of Moonshadow, originally by Cat Stevens, but barely recognizable, performed there by LaBelle. And of course, LaBelle was best known for the original version of Lady Marmalade, which was covered in 2001 by the folks from Moulin Rouge. Not really the folks from Moulin Rouge. It was Christina Aguilera, Maya, Eve, and Pink. But anyway, great cover there by LaBelle. And that is from that What It Is, Funky Soul and Rare Grooves box set. Comes from Rhino. What an excellent collection that is. And highly recommend it. Four discs of a bunch of great funk songs. I went out and picked it up as soon as I heard Bob's email and or voicemail, and so snatched that right up. Before that, you heard Human Hands by Sandra Lerch from the Dan in Real Life original motion picture soundtrack, which came out in last year. A cover of Elvis Costello, Human Hands. Coverville Tonight is brought to you by Bluehost.com, professional web hosting for $6.95 a month. Now, what's really cool about this, and I talk about this every time, but how cool this is, you get unlimited, wow, this is new. Every time I do this, I pull up their website and they've updated something. All right, they've updated their hosting space, unlimited hosting space, so as big as you want to store your website, everything you want in there, unlimited host space, and now unlimited file transfer. So they don't cap off your file transfer if you hit a bandwidth limit. So awesome. You can host unlimited domains and all that, 2,500 POP or IMAP email accounts, SSH, CGI, Ruby. They actually include a free e-commerce website and cart, which I'm going to be using myself for the Coverville 500 tickets, so you'll be able to see that. But check it out, $6.95 a month for unlimited file transfer, unlimited hosted space from Bluehost.com. Make sure when you sign up, you use the Coverville link. Go to Coverville.com and click the link there. And what's really cool is if you've already signed up, you automatically get all this stuff every time they upgrade. So check them out, Bluehost. I've had nothing but great service with them, and really happy to have them with my website and as a sponsor of the show. All right, Aaron suggested a cover of Bob O'Reilly. He went back through the history of Coverville and found that I've played two covers, or played the same cover of Bob O'Reilly by the Waco Brothers twice, and said, man, you need to do something about that. He also put in a request for a Grateful Dead cover story, and I'm happy to say that that is coming up very soon. But back to Bob O'Reilly, he suggested the group The Pickets from their 1996 album Euphonium. Here they are with Bob O'Reilly.
Out here in the field, I fight for my meals. I get my back into my living. Don't I don't need to be travel south across the land. Put out the fire, but don't look past my shoulder. The Exodus is here, but it's warm out here. Let's get together before we get much older. We'll be right back.
When you hear the terms Manfred Mann's Earth Band and covers, normally you think of Bruce Springsteen, but this is one of those rare instances that it's a Manfred Mann Earth Band cover that's not Bruce. It's Geronimo's Cadillac, originally by Michael Martin Murphy, and it comes from their 1999 album Mask. That was a the remastered version came out in 1999. It's actually a lot older. That one was requested by Colleen, who also had some good suggestions for lyrics undercover, so we'll get to some of those. Baba O'Reilly was right before that, a cover by The Pickets from their 1996 album Euphonium, not Euphorium, Euphonium, originally done by The Who, of course. That was The Pickets. Well, Kathy and Tina are back for yet another round of Musically Challenged. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Kathy, I forgot to ask you, how's your weekend going so far?
Oh, it's going awesome. Thanks, Brian.
Your holiday weekend.
Very nice. Doing the Boulder Boulder tomorrow.
Oh, are you? Congratulations. Boulder is a running event. How long is that?
I don't even know.
Hours.
No, I meant how many miles? Is it 10 miles or?
I don't even know. Wow.
I think it's like, I think it's actually more than that.
Really? Wow. Do you want to wear a Coverville t-shirt?
I will.
Like this one?
As they wave to the elderly belly dancers lining the streets.
Nice. Yeah. I love Boulder.
It's a big spectacle in Boulder.
Very cool. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thanks.
I get winded just saying Boulder, Boulder. All right. Let's get to another Musically Challenged. I think when I was doing the volume checking on the first part of it, I heard a little bit of the first song, so I think you guys are going to do really well with this. And I'll back out of this one as much as necessary. Let's get into this one comes from Jacob, Musically Challenged.
Hi, Brian. Hi, Tina.
Hi, Jacob.
Hi.
I've been a Coverville fan for a long time and decided to give a Musically Challenged a try. I know I won't win a lot of creativity points for this format. It's just your typical identify the song, the covering artist, and the original artist, plus what does everything have in common at the end. But if I judge my selections right, we may have a historic event on our hands. I'm guessing that Tina will score equal to or better than Brian for the first time ever. Let's see if I'm right.
Song number one.
I've been fooled before, wouldn't like to get my love caught in the slamming door. How about some information, please?
Is that Jamiroquai?
I don't know who the covering artist is.
I can sing it.
But do you know the original? Like, who's the, what's the original song?
Do you love me? Do you love me?
That's the one?
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
That's Paula Abdul.
Thank you.
Yeah, yes. Do you know the song?
I can see the video. That doesn't help.
Go ahead.
Oh.
Okay. I'm gonna
just say it, Brian.
Straight up.
Thank you.
Yes. All right. We'll go to the next one. I don't know who the covering artist is, but that's cool.
Song number two.
And it always makes me smile. Spend my time thinking about you, and it's almost driving me wild.
Song number four.
John Wyatt? No, who
ooh,
is
very
that?
Close. I'd give that one to you.
Okay.
John Waite.
Wait.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you know the song?
I can't think of
I'm Missing You?
Yeah, Missing You.
Uh-huh. Good one.
Yep, very good.
Three.
You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids at the food. But it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure
oh, yeah,
nice
I listened to this the other day. Who is it?
The Cat in the Cradle.
Cat in the Cradle, so, but Cat's I can't the remember cradle, the guy's right. name who sings it.
Harry Chapin.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Song number four.
There are no
song number
Summer nope. of 69.
Very good. Yeah.
And who is this guy from the 80s who I loved?
It's not Corey Hart.
No. No. Very interchangeable.
Remember the guy who did Robin Hood? He did the yes. lead song to Robin Hood.
Yeah, the new Kevin Costner Robin
mm-hmm.
Hood.
Mm-hmm. Him.
He and I kind of share a similar name.
Brian.
Yes. Oh,
Brian
come on.
Adams.
There
yes.
you go.
Okay. It's different spelling.
Yes. I don't know who the covering artists are on any of these, though. So, Jacob, you've definitely got me on that one. All right. Continuing.
Number five.
What I do, I'm going. He says hello, then we're all
Okay.
It's so familiar. I don't know what it is.
I'm trying to think of the name of the song. It's the one that goes, "Sunshine, go away today."
Yep.
You agree? You concur?
I concur.
How long does it last? I'll try it. He can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you'll run mine. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the name of that song. I may have said it there in the lyrics, but Alex Trebek wouldn't give that to me. So.
No. But who is it?
I'm trying to think of that. Graham Nash. I can't place it. Okay.
Before I get to the answers, let me clarify my prediction and add a twist to level the playing field. Tina will receive 1 point each for identifying the song title and the original artist. Brian will receive 1 point each for the covering artist and the recording that the cover comes from. I know this is a little harder on Brian, but hey, he's the expert.
Exactly.
The first one was Straight Up, originally.
And I think that comes from the Guilt by Association. I'm going to guess right now that one comes from the Guilt by Association CD.
By Paula Abdul, covered here by Luna from the Guilt by Association compilation.
Luna, yep.
Straight up now, tell me, do you really want to love me forever? Or am I caught in a hit and run? Straight up now, tell me, is it going to be me and you together?
Number two was Missing You, originally by John Waite, covered here as a duet by Evan Dando from the Lemonheads and Tom Morgan from Smudge.
Oh, wow.
It was recorded as part of a Triple J Australian radio session.
But if I can't bridge this distance, stop this heartbreak over love, I ain't missing you at all.
I ain't missing you.
Since you've been gone, away, I ain't missing you.
Next was Cats in the Cradle, originally by Harry Chapin, done here famously, or I guess you'd say infamously, by Ugly Kid Joe.
Oh, really?
It appeared on their first full album, America's Least Wanted. Number four was Summer of 69. Originally by Brian Adams, done here by punk band Bowling for Soup on their major label debut, Let's Do It for Johnny.
Oh, good Lord, I should have gotten that because I think I've played that on the show. The Bowling for Soup cover.
Days of my life.
Brian probably guessed Me First in the Gimme Gimmes, which would have been my guess if I didn't put this together myself. Finally, we had Sunshine, originally by Jonathan Edwards, covered here by Paul Westerberg. That was on the soundtrack to the TV show Friends. I never understood why that song was on that soundtrack, but I really liked that version a lot.
Really? Oh, Kathy, you should have gotten Paul Westerberg.
I know, we all should have gotten that.
Yeah, absolutely. Holy cow. How did I not? I mean, I've even got that CD, I think, but I didn't think there were any covers on it. Okay.
Now for the fun part, the connection between all these songs. There are actually two different connections, but I have a feeling you might have been stumped on both of them.
Were they all in the 80s?
Nope.
90s?
Cats in the Cradle came out in 1970, as did that Sunshine song. Paula Abdul, John Waite, Harry Chapin, Brian Adams. Mm. No, I can't think of any. I can't come up with any connections because some of them are Canadian, some of them are not. Oh, no, wait. Are they all Canadian? Is Paula Abdul's not Canadian,
no,
is she?
No, I don't think so. She's not.
Okay.
First, as of episode number 431 when I'm recording this, none of these songs have ever appeared on an episode of Coverville. A few have been talked about, but none of them have been played.
Okay.
The second connection is where my shameless plug comes in. All of these songs play an important role in my novel, Timely Persuasion, where a time-traveling musician performs cover versions in the year 1970 to great acclaim. I don't want to give away too much, but to find out more, visit timelypersuasion.com. Well, I guess that's it. Brian, keep up the great work on Coverville. Tina, I hope you held your own if you didn't manage to squeak this one out. Don't worry, you'll get him one of these days. Bye.
Thanks, Jacob. That was cool. Wow. And a sci-fi book about time traveling and covers. I'm all over it. As soon as I finish Snuff, I'll have to listen to that one. All right. Well, thank you, Jacob, for that one. Kathy, thank you for joining us for Musically Challenged. And Tina, of course, thanks.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure. And thank you for listening. If you want to get in touch with me, coverville@gmail.com is the email address. You can also call 206-222-COVER, like you heard Bob from L.A. and Jeremiah from California do earlier in the show. You can also post a message on the weblog or in the forums at coverville.com. It's another place where you can post your requests and have them seen by everybody, so everybody knows how long it's been since I've played it. And that is going to do it for tonight's show. We'll be back on Tuesday night with the gender swap edition of Coverville. More about that on Tuesday. And then Thursday is a cover story for the Violent Femmes in honor of lead singer Gordon Gano's birthday. So stick around for those. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CacheFly.com. Thanks also to Bluehost.com for their support of Coverville.